Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Oh, that
rock. I feel like we need to revisit something from earlier in this week just because it got so much attention and attention that it wasn't asking for. You were gone on Wednesday, Guy, and we did our DM dilemma. We had a woman, where we were calling her Sophia, who slid into our DMs about some money questions that had to do with her fiance and paying for a vacation. She was asking for advice on that.
Right.
Pretty much 80% of the advice that came in was telling her, you got to run. These are red flags. If this is your fiance, you shouldn't be getting married. I mean, the whole DM dilemma kind of took a turn towards don't marry this guy. Not what I was expecting at all. And I feel bad. Like, I want to reach out to her now and be like, hey, I don't know if you heard on Wednesday, but everybody thinks you're a bad match.
No, well, she asked for advice. She asked for opinion and she got it.
No, she didn't get advice on what she was asking for, though. She got a whole bunch of people telling her, don't marry him.
And you haven't heard from her since?
I haven't. And I don't know if I should reach out. I think I'm going to it was... Yeah, not what she was asking for. And that's not what you want to hear when you're getting ready to marry who, you know, you would assume is the love of your life. Have you ever been in one of those situations where you told a friend or someone, hey, you're going to make a mistake. Don't marry that person.
It's so funny you said this, Kelly. Yes, my best friend, like 7 years ago. And there was a group of us and we all tried to have an intervention a day before the wedding. We were all staying at a winery. And we were staying with him.
Was it the wine talking? Or was it just past experiences?
Everyone knew she was not a good match.
Okay.
She was overly protective. She was jealous. She hated all of us. She wanted him to himself. All they did was fight. And we saw his personality change. And we were very disappointed.
Oh.
Anyway, he was so stubborn. He went and married her. And it hurt his relationship with every one of my friends. We didn't really speak to him.
Okay.
Fast forward to this Christmas. Mm-hmm. We were still friends, but we weren't as close as we were.
Right.
I felt a difference in him. I'm like, you know, you're reaching out to me. You want to do stuff. I'm like, where is this guy? Where's he been the last 7 years? Anyway, it turns out when I saw him in Australia, he let me know that he has filed for divorce.
Oh.
And he looks so much happier. And I couldn't be more proud of him. And we're back to being good friends again. I've never been happier about a divorce in my life. Sorry.
No, babe.
I went on a rant.
No, but I mean, it's your friends. You're very invested, especially when you see a change in them and it's a change that takes you further apart. But I don't know. I don't know if I could be like, hey, don't do that.
You could. You know your friend and you know when something's not right for them. And it is your responsibility, I believe, even if they don't accept it, to tell them your advice. I really think that.
Have you ever been in this situation where you've had to tell a friend, don't get married. You're making a mistake. You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
If you have a friend who's about to get married and you think they're marrying the wrong person, should you tell them? I actually did with my friend. He didn't listen to me, and they're getting divorced after 7 years, which I found out over Christmas.
Oh, see, it's heartbreaking because you don't want to see your friend go through that, but you're like,
I was celebrating.
I tried to tell you if you would have listened to me in the first place. Like the 951 says, we told our friend not to get married. Her fiance had so many red flags, but she didn't see it. Now they're going through a divorce. It's almost like a mom who sees your friend's bad or your kid's bad friend before they see it.
Right. You can see that.
Mm-hmm. Sean in Redlands, have you ever tried to get a friend not to get married?
I actually did. I had a friend of mine who the girlfriend was kind of similar to the way Guy was talking about. He kind of changed a little bit and she didn't really seem like she really wanted to get married and she just wanted control of him and he was too blinded by love to see it and eventually ended up not working out. She told him that she really didn't actually want to be engaged to him, but she didn't want to say no and be embarrassed in front of people in a group. And it ended up not working out. Thank God for the better. He ended up marrying somebody a whole lot better than her.
So it fell apart before they actually got married, though?
Yeah, really close to when they were getting married. She admitted to him that she didn't really actually want it because he proposed to her twice.
And you can be blinded by love. That's why I think a good friend should say something from an outside perspective looking in, because you know your friend.
Right.
As long as you're not jealous or anything that he's getting married and just don't want him to get married, I think it's completely
right.
Fair.
Well, and they had been dating only like a year when he proposed. And I told him, I was like, you don't really truly know someone well enough to do that without at least getting to know them better. Like, my fiance and I were together 5 years before I proposed to her.
You're happily married, Kelly, but do you have a friend that's such a good friend you trust and listen to if they said something like this to you?
Oh, tons of people told me not to marry Art, and I'm sure tons of people told Art not to marry me.
And
so
you're 10 years in, and you're saying, I told you so.
We like to beat the odds.
951 here says, unfortunately, yes, my goddaughter, we told her not to marry this guy. He was not good for her. She did marry him, and unfortunately, within a year, they are getting divorced.
Oh, see, that makes me sad, but hey, at least you have those good friends to fall back on. Have you ever told somebody, don't get married? Call or text us, 888-431-FROG. So we don't usually do updates on the DM dilemma that we do on Wednesdays, but I feel like this week's we really have to do something. I know you weren't here on Wednesday, Guy, but a woman, we called her Sophia, had wrote into us about borrowing money with a fiance, going on vacation, and she was asking about that. And pretty much 80% of the advice she got was, don't marry him.
Get out. Get out now.
Yeah. Red flags. Run. And I don't know. I feel so bad for her. That was not what she was asking for. Advice on should she get married. She was asking for something completely different. I feel like we need to follow up with her and be like, hey, you okay? Because that's the last thing you want to hear when you're about to hopefully marry the love of your life is you're making a mistake.
But maybe it's the best thing she could have heard. This was objective outside perspectives. They don't know this woman. And from what they got, they were saying run. So is this fair to let people know that? The 951 says, walking down the aisle, my dad whispered, are you sure? You know you don't have to do this, right? I imagined turning and running, but didn't. We got divorced before our third-year anniversary.
Oh, well, everything is clearer in hindsight, you know?
You look back and go, yep,
yeah.
I shouldn't have been so stubborn.
There were so many signs. Julie in Cherry Valley, do you think you should tell somebody not to get married?
I'm on the fence on this, but I'm going to tell you why. My husband was told by many people not to marry me, okay? We have been married for 42 years. But on the other side of that, our daughter, she met her ex-husband in South Korea when she was in the Army. My husband saw red flags. I was kind of like, you know, let's give the benefit of the doubt. We knew what people had said about us not getting married and stuff. But when I actually met him in person, I kind of saw a red flag myself. And it did end in a divorce. And it was bad because he was a narcissist. She was, you know, blindly in love with him. Even the day of the wedding, they were arguing, and my husband's like, you know, this is going to be a mess. And sure enough, it ended in a divorce.
That has to be even more heartbreaking as a parent to see it. As a friend, that's one thing. You're like, hey, I'm coming from a safe space. As a parent, you're seeing your kid go through that.
Yeah, it's very hard. I'm so torn on this because in hindsight, it's easy to say my friends and family are right, shouldn't have married him or her. But at the time, you're in love. You don't believe they know what they're talking about. Sometimes they actually don't. Do they just want you to be single? There's other things you got to consider.
Oh, check out this text message from the 951. It says, my mom told my husband not to marry me.
What?
We've been married now for 18 years this August.
Her mom told her husband?
Mom!
Oh, that's ruthless. Ruthless.
Hey, nobody knows you better than your mom, though.